Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 2, verse 7. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans?" Wapakoneta, Ohio is a solid, stable, small town. It has a population of about 10,000. It has a high school and a public library. It has a movie theater and a bowling alley. To grab a bite to eat, you can stop by Lulu's Diner, RJ's Coffee Cup, or the Alpha Cafe. And every August, you can attend the county fair located just outside the city limits. Wapakoneta is a great place to raise a family. At the same time, its citizens admit that it's not the kind of place that automatically comes to mind when you think of famous figures or high adventure. But thanks to a 10-minute plane ride at a local air show, a 6-year-old farm kid by the name of Neil Armstrong got the flying bug. 3 decades later, Neil Armstrong was the face of one of the world's great adventures. He was the first man to set foot on the moon. In the first century AD, the region of Galilee was not known for much of anything. In fact, many in Jerusalem looked down on Galileans as being just a bit unsophisticated, a bit rough around the edges. Therefore, on the day of Pentecost, it came as a shock for people in Jerusalem to see and hear several men from Galilee stand up and do something extraordinary. By a miracle, God the Holy Spirit empowered these Galileans to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in a variety of different languages. And the adventure did not stop there. In the years to come, these same men would travel far and wide, proclaiming what Jesus had done to take away the sins of the world. By the power of the gospel, that same Holy Spirit brings people today to faith in Jesus as their Savior. And through this miracle of faith, they receive full forgiveness of sin, peace with God, and eternal life in heaven. And adventure awaits them in their future. The Lord will use them to pierce the darkness of the world, to proclaim the praises of Him who called them out of darkness into His wonderful light. Lord Jesus, I am now yours through faith in you. Let my adventure begin. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.